Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say thank you. We bless and we honor you, Lord. We thank you for another day in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for your protection over us, for your mercies, your kindness, and your continued faithfulness to us. Even when we are not faithful, Father, you have remained faithful. Even when we are not praying, Lord, you are still making ways for us. Father, Lord, we say thank you. Thank you for being our God. Thank you for your protection, for your mercies, for your daily provision. We bless you. We honor you. We magnify your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for all the past broadcasts. Thank you for the souls that have been won. Thank you for all manners of testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name, we have thanked. Everlasting Father, we commit today's broadcast into your holy hands. And we say, Lord, speak to us individually and collectively. That word that we need to hear, let us hear that word today in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Father, by the end of this broadcast, Lord, Jehovah God, let there be a transformation in the lives of your children for your glory in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Want to welcome you once again to your special program, Commanding Your Day. And I pray that the Almighty God indeed will do something wonderful, something glorious, something excellent in your life this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to be sharing with you what I titled The Power of Praises. The Power of Praises. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Acts. Acts chapter 16, I'm reading from verse 25 to 34. Acts 16, reading from verse 25 to 34. The Bible says, "But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were loose. And the keeper of the prison, awaking from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called with a loud voice, saying, 'Do yourself no harm, for we are all here.' Then he called for a light, ran in, and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, 'Sir, what must I do to be saved?' So they said, 'Believe on the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household.' Then he spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes. And immediately he and his family were baptized. Now when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them, and he rejoiced, having believed in God with all his household." May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are talking about the power of praise. Paul and Silas, there they were in prison. They were chained, but they did not begin to be sorrowful, but rather, what did they do? They started praising their God. They started praising their God. They lifted up their voices to their Maker. And their Maker, the one who says, "I will not leave you nor forsake you," answered them. As you praise the Lord this day, the Lord that answered Paul and Silas, that same God will answer you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we can see there from that passage, when we praise the Lord, it brings about an earthquake. There was an earthquake, and the earthquake was able to bring about the release of Paul and Silas. Brothers and sisters, are you being changed? Has the enemy changed you? Are you feeling as if you are in captivity? Why don't you just praise this God? And as you do so, the Almighty God, in His infinite mercies, He will move on your behalf in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As you can see there, when we praise God, He makes the wall of Jericho, every wall that has been surrounding you, that have not allowed you to advance, they will fall down. Why? Because you are praising the Lord. The Bible tells us in the book of Joshua chapter 6 verse 20, it says, so the people shouted when the priest blew the trumpet. And it happened when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. Then the people went into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. I pray that every wall of Jericho that had been standing in your way, as you shout, as you praise the Lord this day, they shall fall down flat in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. You will take over the land for His kingdom in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For every wall of Jericho that have not allowed you to win souls for the kingdom of God, this day they will fall down flat in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. While God is with you, He removes the barrier and He takes you to your destination. When you sing praises to the Lord, God will fight for you. He will arise on your behalf and fight your battles, as you see in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, reading from verse 22 to 25. Say, now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambush against the people of Ammon and Moab and Mount Zion, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. Let me just leave it at that 22 because of time. You will see there that all the enemies, as they were singing praises, God made them to begin to defeat themselves. They destroy themselves. Your enemies will destroy themselves this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. They will totally destroy themselves. When you sing praises to the Lord, He will make you to reap even where you have not sown. As you see in that passage, when the enemy defeated themselves, in verse 24, He says, so when Judah came to the place overlooking the wilderness, they looked towards the multitude and their dead body falling on the earth. No one has escaped. Then when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away their spoil, they found among them an abundance of valuable on the dead bodies and precious jewel, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were there 3 days gathering the spoil, because there was so much. Brothers and sisters, this God is wonderful. He fought the battle for them, and it took them 3 days, the whole nation 3 days, to gather the spoil of the battle which they have not fought. The Almighty God will fight your battles. He will grant you victory on all sides. He will not only grant you victory, He will cause you to reap even where you have not sown. You will experience an abundance in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When He brings forth the earthquake, He sets you free from every manner of captivity, every form of affliction, every form of affliction that have held you bound. Today they have broken. You are set free. Diseases, affliction will not dwell in your body. You begin to operate in divine health. Why? Because you are praising this God. Because you are lifting Him up. We see the Bible says, He saved the world and He healed us of all our diseases. As you praise Him, He will send His word to you and bring forth healing. He will deliver you in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter what the doctor might have said, the Almighty God who is your creator, any part of your body that needed to be repaired, He will repair them. That which that needed to be replaced, He will replace them. He will perform His wonders, His miracles in your life for His glory in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When you sing to the Lord, when you praise Him, He will make those who have been looking down at you to begin to look up to you. You can see there in that passage that we read, the jailer had to bow down before Paul and Silas. Almighty God will bring about a reverse for you in the name of Jesus for the better. In the name of our Lord Jesus, those who have been saying what good can come out of you, they will bite their fingers in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, when you praise God, it makes evangelism easy. You can see there in that passage, it was the jailer that was even asking Paul and Silas, that, what can we do? What do we need to do for us to be saved? When they saw the raw power of God, you see, for you to bring forth the raw power of God, you bring it in the place of praises. When you praise this God, when you worship him, he comes down and dwells in our midst. And as you do so, it makes evangelism easy. So when you want to go out and evangelism, spend quality time praising God. And as you praise him, this Almighty God will begin to move on your behalf in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. He will make your voice to matter. Either to maybe your voice did not matter, your voice will now matter. You can see the jailer asking Paul and Silas, what do we need to do? Because the voice of Paul and Silas suddenly matter. They are prisoners. Their voice will not matter. But everything changed. You will experience a turnaround this season in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. A turnaround for the better in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When you praise God, it brings about that which is dead. It brings it back to life. In the book of John chapter 11, our Lord Jesus Christ, when he was at the tomb of Lazarus, in verse 41, see, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his voice and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. And now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he who had died came out bound hands and foot with grave clothes. And his face was wrapped with a cloth. And Jesus said, loose him and let him go. As the power of praise, Jesus thanked God. He praised God before calling forth Lazarus from the grave. And Lazarus came forth. That which has been dead in your life, that which the enemy has buried, every goodness of yours that have been buried, I say they will come back to life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. As you praise this God, they will come back to life. Your dreams, your vision, that indeed you have even forgotten, the Almighty God will rekindle them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. He will perfect them for you in the name of Jesus. When you praise him, he makes the irreversible reversible. He will reverse the irreversible in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. He will remove every form of reproach in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Brothers and sisters, you need to praise this God. Praise him, spend quality time praising God. And as you do so, you begin to see the mighty work of God in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. But brothers and sisters, you can only praise a God that you know. You can only praise a God that you know. If you don't know him, you can't praise him. The Bible tells us in the book of Galatians chapter 6 and 7, he said, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sow, that he also will reap. So you cannot deceive this God. If you do not know him, you do not know him. He knows what is in your heart. He knows your intent. So you need to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior. You need to accept him as your provider, your sufficiency, your all in all. And when you cry unto him, he will answer you. So I'm giving you this opportunity today to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And as you do so, begin to experience a change in your life. So wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. I will not serve any other God but you. In the name of Jesus. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Forgive them their sins. Write their names in the book of life. In the name of Jesus. For everyone that have heard this message, I pray that the mighty hand of God will be upon you. The grace to praise him, the Lord will release unto you. And as you praise him every day of your life, The Lord will begin to perform His wonders, His miracles in your life in the name of Jesus. His favor will surround you. His favor will speak for you. His favor will make way for you in the name of Jesus. Everyone that have imprisoned you spiritually, physically, legally, the Almighty God will set you free in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.